Hi, this is Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. Coming up at 4 this afternoon on AM 1160 The Quest, I invite you to join me for Beacon of Truth. Now let's return to the Morning Quest on your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
It is 8:48.
And we are so excited to have two special guests with us today in studio. We have Marcy Nunnery and her sister Melinda here, and they're going to be talking to us about something very special. And I don't know that much about it, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that. They have created a Jesse tree, and they've had it for a while. So they're going to be talking about Blessed Christmas with the Jesse tree. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Oh, what a treat this is. So question for you all, you know, what is the Jesse tree and what does it have to do with Christmas?
Everything. Everything is right. We answered that very quickly.
You sure did.
So, what it is, Allison, it's a book, banner, and ornament. And the Jesse tree story has been basically from 1086, a long, long time ago.
Yes.
Way before other traditions. And they would put them in stained glass windows. But what we did is we have a book, banner, and ornaments that in 4 weeks, your family will learn more about Jesus and his family and the heritage that we have. And it's fun and it's heartwarming. Mm. And it's a chance to grow in knowledge and help change your life.
Wow.
And I would just add to that today, this morning, before I came, my husband and I were in the Word Among Us, and today's reading, which was just authenticating with the Lord that he wanted us to be here and talk about this, is from Isaiah 11:1, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. That bud is the birth of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so Isaiah and all the many prophets and great men and women in the Old Testament, all of them point to the fact that we needed a Messiah. Mm-hmm. We needed a Savior to restore the wonderful relationship that was broken with Adam and Eve,
yes,
the relationship of God and man. So this was prophecy fulfilled.
I love that. Amen. That is so, so true. So, ladies, how does the Jesse tree align with our Catholic Advent traditions?
We have the Advent calendars. We have the little circle with the candles of the three purple and then the pink. And it's the anticipation for 4 weeks of that little baby in the manger and God's plan. And that quietness and the light each candle brings, and the more light and the more light. And Jesus is the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, add to that, starting with the 28th of November, we have all the days of December to prepare for the birth of Christ.
Mm.
And all the stories that start with Genesis and how God created, and of course there was Christ was and the Holy Spirit and God.
Yes.
Mm. They were three in one.
Yes.
And so we have all the Old Testament stories that point to how deeply broken we were, mm-hmm, and how we needed a Savior. And so every day, children can learn the story. Today is the story of Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham being asked to give his only son, mm-hmm, Sarah and Abraham's only son, and how Abraham was obedient in following God's request, but I'm sure he was just heartbroken too. But God provided a sacrifice, the lamb, the ram.
Yes.
And so that is the story that, you know, the components of being trusting in God, being faithful to follow what you don't know the end of the story,
yes,
but God does. And to be forgiving the way God has forgiven us over and again. And can you add anything
I would say
else?
Faith, obedience, trust, and forgiveness are the threads that with each story. And I think that December the 3rd is actually the saddest and hardest story. And yet we tried to make the lamb the most fun ornament for the children.
And they love it.
They just love it. But it's also that our symbols, we have tactile, we have visual, auditory learners. Everybody, it all works for everyone. And they can actually see and remember every year. That is the story of Isaac.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. So, ladies.
And the lamb.
So, what feedback have you all received over the many years, the 29 plus, which has been a long time, which is amazing, who have used the Blessed Christmas with the Jesse Tree, you know, in states and countries? What kind of feedback have you gotten from it?
Well, I would say that it's in over probably now 35 states.
Wow.
And 8 countries. And it's only been really word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And people.
Although we do have a website now, finally.
We finally know it. Yes, we know it. And Sarah Ellen Brown, actually Jane Brown, I don't know if you all know her. She's a wonderful Catholic woman. Her daughter helped us with the website. And so I would say that there's an example when you buy a new home, you're worried and hoping your children will like the new home, their bedroom. And there's a story of a friend of ours that they bought a new home, a different home. And when the children came in to see it, the son said, "Where are we going to put our Jesse tree?"
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's so beautiful.
Yeah. I think they moved in the summer, too.
Yes.
So it was like, wow, thinking ahead. But I have 4 children and 11 grandchildren. Huh. And now, you know, their spouses and sister has 2 sons and 2 grandchildren.
Daughters.
And all of our children are doing this. So this is an heirloom. This is why we created something that can be passed down for generations.
And that generation, let me just interrupt you, sister. So we have now 2nd generations buying the Jesse tree. We have a friend, Charlene, who I said, "Charlene, you have a Jesse tree." She said, "Yes, but I have 3 children. I want each one of them to have one." And then we have one that got one as a wedding present. And 18 years later, she's ordering for her 4 or 5 children. So it is something you want it to keep going. And children are the plumb line in the busiest time, Advent. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that say, "When are we going to do the Jesse tree today?"
Well, where can we learn more on how to purchase your specific, you know, Blessed Christmas with a Jesse Tree Advent devotional?
Sister, do you know the website?
We have the website. It's www.thejessetree.org. And they can look at it. I don't know if I mentioned this, but every day is a reading in the book. There's a book, there's a banner, and there are 29 ornaments. And even if you're traveling over Christmas, you can take the book. And the book does essentially the same thing that also the banner and ornaments. Every day,
it's beautiful,
is an added ornament to the tree. So if you're traveling, you can just take the book with you.
It's funny. Wow. My son had a God wink yesterday. He was looking at schools in Charlotte, and it was Covenant Christian School in Charlotte, and they were doing a Jesse tree.
Oh, wow.
Doing the Jesse tree.
It's really been revived. Amen. I think people are hearing about it, and it's different than Elf on the Shelf.
Yes. I love it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming
thank
and blessing
so
us with
much.
This. I cannot wait to go to the website to get one for my family.
Oh, love wow. it.
And what do we have coming up, Allison?
Well, we have wonderful shows coming up. And Dave, tell us really quickly about what you had heard yesterday on Call to Communion.
Well, somebody called in and said she was going to RCIA. She's a Protestant, and they were talking about the rosary and the repetitiveness of it. She said as a Protestant, she felt, you know, that the repetitive prayer like that was like a bad thing. And he said, Now, you know what? How many Protestants have said the Our Father more than once? You know, repetitive prayer is fine. So, yeah.
No, that's
good. Fine at 2
and
o'clock
today. That's a great
today.
Show. Yeah, definitely. You can call and ask any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, check it out. And until we see you tomorrow, glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Have a great day.